Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card, offering Ireland's first personalised lending rates.
53106 is our text number that will cost you 30 cents. Marie Lavery joins us once again.
Good afternoon
to you, Marie.
Yes,
now,
afternoon.
If people want to be an organic farmer, what's stopping them?
Well, there was no government scheme and you couldn't do it unless you got into this scheme where there's a 2-year transition period and a whole lot of stuff like that. So the last scheme closed in 2015. So there's been no one, you know, being certified. When, I mean, maybe people can be certified without getting this, you know, there's a 2 years conversion period where it's recognised that you were doing one kind of farming. Now you're moving to a different kind of farming and there's some income there to support you. So people can do it without doing that, but the government scheme is what they've been waiting for. It hasn't been open since 2015. I think there was over 500 people joined the organic schemes that time, and most of them have stuck with it, because once you commit to going in, you have to stay there for 5 years at least. So it's not something to be taken lightly. Now, the reason I'm mentioning it today is because the closing date for the scheme is the 19th of December. So if you're interested, you want to get your skates on, because there's a lot of planning to be done and a lot of documentation to be done.
And presumably as well, because you mentioned that 5 years for a period, you'll kind of lose money if you're going to go organic.
Well, that's why for the first 2 years of it, there is government support. There is some financial support to help you make that transition, because it's a different type of farming and you don't need to go on and, oh God, there's great prices for organic, this, that or the other. I'll try that. It's not that simple.
Yeah.
Because like in a summer like this year, when the grass went and when it came back, you know, you can't go and put fertilizer out on it. You know, you have to find alternative ways of, you know, being organic. Now, there's an awful lot of help there to allow you to do it. We have a couple of organisations, that you can join up and you can follow their rules and regulations and become a member, and you know what to do. But what the department is advising at the moment is get your application in anyway. And then if you haven't already, now, if you've been waiting since 2015, you've been on loads of farm walks, you've talked to people in the sector, you've looked at the processors, you've looked at, you know, how to do the job. And if you haven't, start doing that now. Don't go into this on a whim. They're looking for more dairy farmers. They're looking for more cereal farmers. For instance, Flavins, who make the porridge down in Kilmacthomas in Waterford. They are looking for more organic growers. They're taking everything they can get. And cereals are a thing that they need more of. And also horticulture. So those three areas, definitely they're looking for more people to join. But the message is, if you're interested, the form has to be filled and with the department by the 19th of December. Find out an awful lot about it. See if you're suitable to it. Because if you're accepted into the scheme and you start with it, it's a 5-year long commitment.
Yeah.
You can't just change courses. And as I said, so far, the stickability rate is very good. We don't have an awful lot of certified organic farmers in the country. About 1,800.
Well, that's very low. I would have thought it was higher than that.
No, it's not. And they only take up about 2% of the landmass in the country, or less than 2%. So, you know, it's not huge, but there is growing demand for it.
Yeah.
And there's more acceptance of it. It's like, you know, 15, 20 years ago when the REP scheme came out, which was the Rural Environment Protection Scheme, you know, there was farmers who considered, the only people who went into that were what they call wheelbarrow farmers. You know, the fellas that would, you know, be bringing up and down bales of hay to the shed and making hardship for themselves and a hard life and the rest of it. But actually, you know, the REP scheme turned out to be very beneficial. You know, it reinstated an awful lot of hedgerows, tidied up yards no end. You know, it put back Irish trees. Like, it did an awful lot of good stuff. And by the time the schemes were finished, or when there's a lost scheme there now, people were clamouring to get into it. And in a way, you know, there's organic. It's not simple. Organic isn't simple. And you really don't want to know what you want or what you have to do. And getting that knowledge, you can do it through the different organic associations in the country and through the Department of Agriculture. But before you go in, have a good think.
Yeah. And to be certain, who certifies you? Is it the department certifies you?
Well, you can join one of, there's two certification bodies to choose from. The Irish Organic Association and the Organic Trust. You can look up, they've got websites. You have to do a course as well, a 25-hour organic farming course. All that before you go in.
Yeah.
So look at, I mean, it's not, you know, you have to be pretty skillful at your job to successfully be an organic farmer.
Right, because actually somebody just texts in, how do we know if things are organic? It's not self-certification.
You're a member of either of these organisations and, you know, they stand over it and, you know, you're tested, you're visited, you're looked at. You just can't do a Miley on it, was it?
Yes.
and, you know, put a bit of muck around the eggs and claim they were up, whatever. That's not the way. Not the way it's done at all.
Right, infant milk formula.
Yes, this is an interesting story. Our dairy specialist, Aidan Brennan, is out in Australia at the moment and he's come across this and he'll just tell you. Shop assistants, anyway, in Australia are being threatened by customers who are demanding the tins of infant formula. You know, now an awful lot of parents will know what we're talking about there.
Yeah.
What's happened is the supermarkets have restricted what people can buy to 2 cans at any time. And that's Coles would be the big supermarkets out there and so would Woolworths. And what has emerged is the customers were bulk, well, shoppers were bulk buying the formula and selling it on to China at ridiculous markup prices, leaving genuine customers with genuine babies that need to be fed with the shelves empty and no baby formula to be got. So now what the supermarkets have done is they're limiting it to 2 tins of baby formula per customer.
Oh, God.
And they've put it behind the tills with the alcohol and the cigarettes to stop this trend.
And 20 fags in a tin of baby formula, please.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, if baby formula, the Chinese people, a lot of them, I think they don't trust the formula that's made in their own country because there's been several scandals about it.
That's right.
It's one of our big expert markets.
Aren't we one of the biggest in the world for that?
Yes, yeah. We're 15% of the market worldwide. So people were buying like 6 and 8 tins of this, packing it up and sending it off with exorbitant margins, selling it into the Chinese market.
That's extraordinary.
So, you know, you never know. So now they're literally being, the poor shop assistants are coming under fierce abuse because they will only let people get away with 2 cans each.
Might that be a business opportunity, given that we're such a big exporter of
formula? Well, we're exporting it formally, you know. Yeah. But I mean, if anybody wants to do it as a side deal.
I know. I mean, like, I mean, if people are crying out for, you know, baby formula they can trust in China.
Yeah, well, that's where it's going. That's where we're selling it to.
Well, we maybe could sell a bit more. Seeing that Brexit is going so well, we might as well look for something else.
Well, we're doing well. We've really upped, you know, our cheese sales into Japan and that part of the world as well. So, you know, it takes time. But anyway, this is what Australia as well would have had very close trade connections with China.
Yeah.
You know, where we would have had to do a lot of work to get those doors opened over the last couple of years.
Right, okay. Finally, you wanted to do some... You do this every year. Chrissy presents for the farmer in your life.
Okay, right. Look at one of the things that farmers are doing, and every time I hear it, it sends the shivers through me, is, chainsaws. They're working with chainsaws.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not working with specialist, gear. Specialist helmet with a visor, ear muffs, chainsaw trousers, and chainsaw. I found that Hugh DeLowry song, the Match Dog Men. I was thinking
Match
when I was
men, right? Yes.
Yeah, like when you know, I was saying chainsaw trousers, chainsaw gloves, and chainsaw boots. Anyway, seemingly you can get a full multi-pack kit from the Irish Forestry Products group website. For €272. That'll cover, and that includes VAT, it'll cover, and the shipping costs, it'll cover gloves, trousers, boots, and a safety helmet with a visor and earmuffs. Now, that to me sounds like it's very good value.
Yeah.
Because this, you know, this will mean that if you accidentally let the chainsaw
slip
or whatever, you've got a layer of protection that you won't have with ordinary clothes.
Mm.
So €272, Irish Forestry Products. And so you can try their website for that. Wet gear, the very same thing. A hole in your welly, the worst thing you could possibly have.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Awful. Not really runner. You know, again, bad old gear that, you know, takes in the water. So waterproof leggings cost about €20 to €30. Trousers, the pull-ups, €15 to €35. You can get breathable but waterproof Flexitane jackets from about 40 to 60 euro. Most of the agri stores have them around the country. You don't have to go to specialist websites or anything like that.
Mm. And so, wellies though, would most farmers wear wellies or would they go for boots?
Boots, depending on the kind of farming you're doing. If you're down in a milking parlour pit, you know, where you're milking the cows, there's a lot of water around there. Yeah. There's a lot of washing going on. So you definitely need wellies and waterproofs and a big apron and everything on
and
you for
that
job.
What would be the Rolls Royce of wellies? Would it be the Hunter?
Well, oh, well, now, you see,
are they just poshy ones?
They're poshy ones. They're like the Range Rovers and
Dublin
Four,
right,
you
okay.
Know?
You only pretend kind of wellies, really.
Yeah. So, earmuff radios, you know, if you're going to be doing a boring job like having to power hose the yard or something like that, you can get these earmuff radios. They're anywhere between 50 and 150 euro. The only thing is, be sure not to wear them if there's any machinery working around you so that you can hear what's going on.
Okay, in fact, ignore everything Mairead says and just go for the earmuff radio. We heartily recommend those. Mairead, thanks a million for coming into us. Mairead Lavery from the Farmers Journal there, back in a couple of minutes.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card, offering Ireland's first personalised lending rates.